Good morning. Today we're going to introduce our new topic, and that is combing and brushing hair on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and not only regular hair. We'll also talk about somebody who has a sheitel. Can that be brushed and combed on Shabbos and or Yom Tov? So what's the connection to Parshas Vayeshev, this week's Parsha? So the Pasuk tells us these are the toldos of Yaakov, the children, the offspring of Yaakov. Yosef, and it mentioned, Yosef mentions his age. He was 17 years old, and he was a Na'ar. Na'ar implies he's a young lad. Maybe it's a certain level of immaturity, but he's young. He's young of age. And the Medrash, and Medrash Rabbah asks as follows, you just said he's 17 years old, and now you're calling him a young boy. Which is it? Is it 17? Is he a young boy? So in fact, the Medrash answers that he was 17. That's not a Na'ar. That's not an age of a young boy. But he would do things that were immature, that a na'ar, a young child, would do. And accordingly, that's why it says, v'hu na'ar. And Rashi gives an example of that he used to brush his hair in certain ways to make sure that he looked good, or he would do apply cosmetics to his eyes or something that to make sure that he looked proper and handsome. And that's maisenaros, that's something that a young lad would do and not somebody who reaches a certain level of maturity. So that's the connection. We saw you see Yosef, that he would be indeed combing, brushing his hair. So we're going to talk about combing and brushing hair in particular on Shabbos. So in that vein, there are 39 malachas on Shabbos. One of them is gozes. Gozes is to remove hair. That is, includes removal of hair, removal of skin, for example, on the sides of our nails. So gozes, that we are indeed shearing. That is one of the lamites malachas, one of the 39 malachas. So in order to introduce our topic, because we're ultimately going to have to see if somebody brushes or combs hair, is that considered gozes, like shearing off the hair, where there are three fundamental concepts that it has to do with Hilchos Shabbos that we are going to need to introduce, because these will dictate if combing, brushing hair on Shabbos and Yom Tov is permitted, if it's prohibited, if it's an Isser D'oraisa, if it's an Isser D'rabbanan. So in fact, the major concept when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos is Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah. The work that's prohibited on Shabbos isn't the typical type of work. Work is not defined as moving a chair back and forth and lifting a table, but work is defined as something that's creative. Meleches Machsheves, Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah, the Torah prohibited something that we have to put creativity and thought into, something that we intend. So accordingly, these are the three concepts we're going to introduce today. Number one is a psik reisha. A psik reisha is when somebody does an act that will inevitably cause there to be a malach on Shabbos. Inevitably, one of the 39 malachos on Shabbos that are prohibited will occur. That is called a psik reisha. The consequence is inevitable. And the classic example, why is it called psik reisha, cut off the head? The example that is brought is as follows, that somebody wants the head of a chicken. Yeah, he wants to play with it, wants to play hockey with it and shoot it into a goal or something. He needs the head of a chicken, wants the head of a chicken. So he has a full chicken. So he cuts off the head on Shabbos. So he doesn't want to kill that chicken. I have no interest in that chicken dying. That's a malach on Shabbos. I want the chicken head. But inevitably, a consequence of cutting off the head of that chicken is that chicken will die. That's called a psik reisha. So indeed, because the consequence is inevitable that a malacha will occur, that is an Isser D'oraisa. When it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, there's actually three levels. Chayav means that it's a violation of the Torah prohibition. Asur, Pater Aval Asur, means that it is a rabbinic prohibition. So Pater means you're absolved from a prohibition that's D'oraisa, but it's prohibited on the rabbinic level. So that's Pater Aval Asur, and then is Mutter. So those are the three levels. So if somebody does indeed what is a Sikh Reisha on Shabbos, that's he didn't intend the consequence, but it's inevitable, that would be an Isser D'oraisa. That would be Chayav. So the next of our three concepts, number two is a davar she'eno miskaven. A davar she'eno miskaven literally means it was something that was not intended. And what that means is when somebody does an action on Shabbos, it was not inevitable that the consequence of one of the malachas would occur. Maybe it could, maybe it couldn't. So, but it wasn't inevitable that it would occur. So a person does an act, and the example, a classic example brought in the Gemara, is somebody is dragging a bed or a table or a safsal or a bench on the ground on Shabbos, and it can, it may, or it may not indeed cause there to be a groove on Shabbos in that ground that can be used for plowing, right? So that would be a one of the lamites malachas. But the person doesn't intend, and maybe when he drags it, it will cause that charitz, that groove, to be in the ground, and maybe it won't. So because it's not inevitable, it's not a sikresha, but rather it may happen, but it may not happen. In that situation, we have a machlokas, a debate. Is that going to be a potter aval asur? Is it going to be on the second level down, not chayav, not an isur d'oraisa, but it's going to be an isur d'rabanan? Well, the shita of Rabbi Shimon is because it's a davar shalom iskaven, a davar sheina iskaven, it's going to be mutter. So on the one hand, we have a psik resha. Rabbi Shimon agrees that if it's inevitable, the consequence is inevitable that there will be a violation of one of the lamites malachos, even though the person didn't intend it. I just want the chicken head. I didn't want to kill the chicken. Nonetheless, that's going to be high. But even Rabbi Shimon, who he agrees to that, but when he said, the view of Rabbi Shimon is a davar sheino miskaven is going to be mutter, because that wasn't the intention, it wasn't a psik resha, even though a malacha did happen, you dragged that chair, it did plow that field, it did cause there to be that furrow in the ground, it would be mutter according to Rabbi Shimon, and the dissenting view is that it would be an isur d'rabanan. And the next concept here is what's called, number three, is malacha sheina tzricha legufa, literally, a malacha that I don't need the body of the result. And what that means is, when it comes to our hair example would be, I don't need the hair. The malacha is shearing off the hair, cutting the hair. I don't want the hair. It's irrelevant to me. Or cutting off the hair would be if we're combing and brushing and it pulls hairs out. I don't need the hair. So the malacha was done, the malacha of shearing, but the hair is something that I don't need. So it's a malacha was done, but I don't need the goof, the peiros, the fruits of what happened. So another example with this is if somebody digs a hole. Somebody digs a hole on Shabbos, that's chayav, that's bona. He wanted to dig a hole, he built a hole, that's building something. However, if somebody indeed digs the hole, but he's not intending on wanting the hole, he doesn't need that hole. I don't want the hole. What I want is the dirt that I'm digging out. This is a malacha that I don't need the goof. I don't need what was created, that creative aspect of the malacha. I don't need that at all. I'm doing it for a different purpose. So I want the soil. I don't want the hole in the ground. So in this situation, we have a machlokes. The sheet of Rabbi Shimon is that it is potter aval asur, that it's an isur d'rabanan. And the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, indeed, is you still wanted to do the act, you wanted to do that action, so it would be an isur mideoraisa. So if we wrap that all together, and we will ask the following question then, when it comes to combing, brushing of care on Shabbos, is that on the one hand, when you comb or brush, if you have a hard bristle brush, for example, is it inevitable that some hair will come out? So even though you don't intend on wanting to do the malacha of gozes, of shearing, but it's a psik resha, it's like cutting off the chicken head, inevitably that chicken is going to die. So if you're indeed combing or brushing your hair, it's inevitable that you're going to pull out hair. So is that an isur d'oraisa? Or on the other hand, is it not inevitable that hair will come out and it's simply a davar she'enu miskaven? Maybe hair will come out, maybe it won't. And accordingly, if it's a davar she'enu miskaven, the sheet of Rabbi Shimon is that it is mutter. Or thirdly, even if we assume that it's a psik resha, it's inevitable. But nonetheless, do we call this a malacha she'enu tzricha leguva? Because I don't care about the hair. I just want my hair to look straight. But the hair itself, that was the gozes that I pulled out, that is relevant for me. That's like having the hole. I don't care about having the hole. I just want the dirt out of the hole. So would we say this is a malacha sheina tzricha legufa? That Rabbi Shimon would say it's in Isser d'Rabbanan, and Rabbi Yehuda would say it's in Isser d'Oraisa. So Mir Trasem, we will start going through all of this next time we meet. Have a wonderful day.